Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Green Friends Makeover. So, you know, this show, we've just been chatting amongst ourselves with you guys listening in. This week, my partner is on vacation. I think we all need vacations, but so it's her turn. So I don't have anybody to really chat with, so I really just wanted to share some information about the toxic stuff in our house and some organic products, and really more of the mindfulness of looking at labels and focusing on where you're spending your dollar. So if you think about it, you should be reading the labels of anything you bring into your house and definitely making sure you're not bringing toxins in. You know, we spray our counters down with stuff that leaves residue, and then we have food directly on that. So you just have to be mindful and aware of that. There are products out there at the stores. I know not at all the main stores yet, but, you know, like the Whole Foods and Sprouts and Aldi's and different type of health food stores, you'll find toilet paper that's better for soaps, detergents. There's we didn't even talk about really about the toilet paper and the tampons, because, you know, for women, I know this is an odd subject for everybody to listen to, but, you know, you have to think about what those products are made from. You're putting them in your body, and there's bleach and toxins and other, you know, genetically modified organisms or cottons and things like that, and you need to be aware of everything that goes on and in your body. You know, this was a transition that took a while. I was just like, you know, raising a kid and believing in Aunt Jemima and Kraft and all those wonderful companies that are killing us. So now, you know, the whole transition is deciding where my dollar goes, because I've traded time for that dollar, and I don't want to send that dollar to a company that's damaging the planet or damaging my health or damaging, you know, my family's health. So it becomes very aware when you're at the store of what products to bring into the house. There is a product. It is it's not available in stores, and I have done some research into it. I have talked to their executive team. So I do know that they're sustainable, or at least trying to be the best that they can with all their shipping products, using recyclable stuff, compostable stuff, not the styrofoam packing, peanuts, and, you know, being really aware of what they're using is company called Asante Organics. So we will bring that up when we meet again, and we'll give you the link and everything, and we'll talk about the products that Robin knows more about than I do. But I did do some background investigating with them, so I can say that they are one of the companies that you can add to the list, but there's a lot of them out there. You know, there's a lot of things that are coming into Targets now because you're voting with your dollar. So you have to think about that. You're trading time for your dollar, like I mentioned, and then you're going to the store and you're purchasing stuff. So I call that voting with your dollar, right? So for me, I'll never buy Nestle. I refuse to support Nestle. So I don't vote with my dollar for Nestle. If everybody did that, Nestle wouldn't exist. So that's the philosophy, right? If we all band together and stop buying the products that are killing the planet, then we wouldn't have to worry about it anymore, right? They'd go out of business. They wouldn't be able to make their profit margins. They would lose money, kind of how Monsanto is doing right now, because we're all becoming aware of it. So you have to look at those companies. McDonald's, the same thing. People are stopping the support of McDonald's with their dollars, choosing healthier foods, and in turn, they're losing profits. So all of us together, we are the numbers, we are the people, we can change the tide. But you have to be aware of what to bring in or what not to bring into your house. So that's where the education or re-education comes in. You know, we have the internet, and I heard once, and I say this all the time since I've heard it, you know, in the age of the information on the internet, we can choose to be ignorant, right? So you can literally go into a search engine of your choosing and look up products, look up things. There's lists upon lists of safe items to buy. There's lists of companies to not support. So that's readily available for anybody to get. We'll throw some links up at the website. Again, is immortalyoufoundation.org, immortalyoufoundation.org. So really creating awareness with this conversation that we have online or, you know, with this blog talk. And let me see if I can give you guys some more information. Hold on. Just looking here. All right. Just checking to see on the caller list here. So I wanted to really actually talk more about the bathroom items, because I think that those are really important to be aware of. The body washes, the shampoos, the conditioners, your toilet paper, your cleaning supplies, your toothpaste, your deodorant, your soap, your feminine hygiene products, your hair dye, your face cream, you know, all of those, your makeup remover for men, your aftershave, your, you know, all the toiletries that we use, all the things that are in the bathroom. And if you could take inventory, you know, go into your bathroom and kind of look around and look at the products and the brands that you're buying. And are you committed to that brand? Look at the ingredients of the brand. Go online and research the brand. Who owns the brand? And you're going to find out that a lot of companies are owned by big corporations that are harming our planet. Even a lot of the smaller name companies have been purchased up. Some of the organic companies have been purchased. So you really want to look at all of your stuff in your bathroom and decide that as you run out of product, you're going to replace it with something that's non-harming. It doesn't harm you. It doesn't harm the planet. And when I say harm the planet, I mean like, and I know they're outlawing these, but, you know, face scrub with the beads. That's been huge for, I don't know, 15 years or whenever it came out, and every product started having scrubbing beads in it. Well, those are little tiny plastic that wash down the drain into the sewer system out into the ocean. Tiny, tiny microscopic pieces of plastic at this point as they break down. And, you know, the food chain eats that stuff. So luckily, the ban on those is happening. But it took, you know, legislation to make that happen when you or an individual can choose every time you make a purchase. So when, again, back in your bathroom and you're looking at your products and you're starting to run out of stuff and now we have to go shopping for things. So there's a lot of local stores, not just the Whole Foods and the Sprouts and the Aldi's. There's a ton of other kind of stores you can go to that are sprouting up or, you know, popping up. And you need to start paying attention to products that you're bringing in. Hair products can drastically change the health of your hair by reducing the chemicals that you're bringing in. Think about that. I don't know if you've heard this, but, you know, women, we shave our underarms typically, and then we apply deodorant. Now, we've just shaved our underarms, and all those pores are wide open, and now we're shoving this deodorant in there that's filling all those pores, and it's going into your lymphatic system that's under your armpit, and it's going into your body, your bloodstream, and it's causing, it causes problems. Cancers and other things have been created from these chemicals that we're putting under our armpits. So simply changing deodorants or making your own deodorant. In toothpaste, you have fluoride. So we ran out of toothpaste not the other day, but a couple months ago. And this was before I had my jar of homemade toothpaste. So I went to the local, like, not grocery store, but like a, you know, big chain pharmacy, like a CVS, Walgreens type thing. So I go down there and I said, okay, I'll buy a tube of toothpaste and I'll just pick the one that doesn't have fluoride in it, right? Not one that they sell there was lacking. Every single one of them had fluoride. I cannot buy one that didn't have fluoride. So that shows you, like, they haven't woken up yet to take the fluoride out. We haven't voted with our dollar yet to stop supporting fluoride in our toothpaste. So educate yourself, research fluoride, research the toothpaste with fluoride, and then start researching toothpastes that have fluoride. Or even go further in cost savings and health savings, make your own three ingredients. You can add four if you like your toothpaste to be flavored or a little sweet. You can add stevia or essential oils, like peppermint, spearmint, cinnamon, whatever. But these are things that you can do, simple things that you can do, and it'll protect your body. It could save you possibly money at the stores. You could do, my toothpaste is in a jar with a lid, so it can be reused, washed out, remade, nothing gets thrown away. It's except the little silver, the little lid part, you know what I'm talking about, on the jars, the reusable jars. So I have no waste from it, right? And then we're just using coconut oil, baking soda, essential oils, and that's it. That's the toothpaste. So, I mean, you can go as far as making your own, or you could just choose a healthier toothpaste. Now, back to my comment about who owns what companies. Toms of Maine used to be a toothpaste that we allowed in our house. Toms of Maine has been purchased by a large corporation that we do not support, so we no longer bring Toms of Maine in the house. This is quite a few years ago we stopped doing that. So really, little baby steps. You run out of shampoo, change the shampoo you use. Go through different ones. When I started changing it, I had to try a few shampoos and conditioners because there's a large variety of healthier versions. So I had to find the one that, you know, I like the best. Same thing, toothpaste, there's a variety. Deodorant, there's a variety. So you find the one that you like that replaces the one that was doing damage to your body. Simple things like that. Toilet paper. Toilet paper people don't even think about, but where did the toilet paper come from? What's it made of? And is it got chemicals in the paper where you're, you know, you have to remember, again, anything going on your body or in your body, you should know the manufacturer. You should know, you know, who's what chemicals are in it, where did it come, the source of the product. So this is simply expanding your education or re-educating yourself to products. So that was the easiest thing to do with the bathroom. You know, we could choose shampoos, conditioners, soaps, deodorants, body washes, like I said, toothpaste, feminine hygiene products, even vapor rub. You know, everybody grew up using Vicks vapor rub. So, you know, just like we call diapers, some people call diapers Pampers, it's the same thing. We think Vicks body rub, but there are Vicks vapor rub. But there are organic, non-toxic products that are do the same thing. So have a vapor rub, it's just non-toxic. It doesn't have the chemicals in it. It doesn't have the petroleum in it. It doesn't have the, you know, so simple changes. So as you run out of stuff, when you buy the new product, know who you're buying it from. Not who, like the grocery store, the shopping center, but the company that's making it. Who owns them? Is it a big corporation like Nestle? Or is it a small mom-and-pop shop where they can control their variables, their ingredients? They still choose the best ingredients to go in the products. It's not so mass-produced and marketed that it loses its the whole reason why we're buying it. And I know that as these companies get successful, the owners have been selling, like Annie's sold. I mean, tons of these places sell out, and they make a ton of money. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you know, whenever a major corporation like a Nestle gets a hold of that product, it's going to change. You know, no matter what, it's going to change. It's gone to a different owner. So just be mindful of that. Be aware of the products that you're purchasing and putting on and in your body. Then once you've done your bathroom, you know, change to your laundry room like we talked about the last time, or the kitchen. Same thing. When you run out of laundry soap or dish soap, go and purchase the one that, you know, is making the right choices on our planet, you know, non-toxic, non-harmful. And you'll find that people with allergies will see, you know, I've read when you've changed products, allergies tend to go away. Some conditions that people have had go away. Things change when you remove the toxins from your body, from being applied to it. And, you know, I know that people hate to hear about this, but the big thing for me, is educating women on feminine hygiene, on what products they shouldn't be using, and just being just as careful about what you eat. You know, everybody's buying the salads now instead of going and getting French fries, but at the same time, they're using a brand of sanitary products that are putting toxins in their body. So be aware of what you're using. And that's really the message of this week's call, is trying to bring awareness to you, the listener, of every time. I want to be that little voice in your head that when you go to buy that product, that you start to think, oh, I need to look at who owns this, who makes this, who owns it, this company, and then what are the ingredients in it? And then even to the point where, like, you know, let me jump off topic here, Prius cars, and I think we've mentioned this on a previous call, everybody loves the Prius. But where do they throw the batteries away? My understanding, the last time I checked, was those batteries get shipped back to China. And China has no guidelines or laws prohibiting those batteries going into a landfill. So you have to look at those. You know, if you're going to buy a vehicle that runs on something other than a fossil fuel, what is that mechanism when it goes? Is it going to contaminate the earth when they dispose of it? So these are all things that I really just want people to be aware of, continuing that mindfulness of what you're buying and bringing into your house, especially if you have young children, or even more so if you have young children, because their developing bodies are using all of that fuel and all of those chemicals that you're bringing in to build their cells. Because I don't know if you know this, I'm sure you all do, but your different bodies, your organs, your blood, your hair, all of that, your skin, your nails, your organs inside your body, so all of this continues to create, you know, it continues to grow and create and replace. And the fuel that you get that is what you're eating and what you're surrounded by. So if you're living a healthy, organic, you know, life with a lot of good, positive things around you, your cells are going to get that fuel, the fuel that you're putting into your body, and you're going to be able to be healthier because of that, versus somebody who's putting toxins, constantly sugars, genetically modified or pesticide-laden food, and your cells are rebuilding with all of that, and it's taking all of those pesticides or chemicals or whatever it is, and it's rebuilding your cells. So, yeah, sure, you're going to have a new liver, you know, in the 90 days, or I can't remember, I don't have it in front of me, but the cells that are made with poor fuel, so there comes your ailments. So it's all, you know, a link in the chain. You have to look at where you're coming from, what you've put in your body, and that you can change your health. And a lot of these disorders that they call diseases can be reversed. Specifically, lupus, diabetes, you know, things like, these are disorders, they're not diseases. And just from my previous experience with the doctors, with the diabetes, they just want to medicate you. They don't care about, well, the majority of them. Sorry, there are doctors now that are changing their song. But I thought I had a really great doctor. And when I approached her about dietary changes to get off these medicines that I used to take, her personality changed. And she didn't want to hear anything of it. She says she's trying to help me, blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? I just stopped taking the medicines. It's been a long time. I'm still here. I don't have to take those pharmaceuticals. I find that it's a lie that they're pushing upon us, and I just change diet. So this is something that, you know, is really passionate for me. Not as, you know, if y'all know me for pushing food. Grow your own food, grow your own food, grow your own food. That's my big, that's my goal in life, is to educate people on growing their own food. But everything else, it all, you have to put it all together. What clothes am I buying? The cotton that's organic, that's against my skin all day as I'm sweating and doing errands and running around and Same with the baby. While they're crawling around on the floor that has VOCs in the carpet, or are we going to make adjustments for our own health and start looking at the labels of our T-shirts and purchasing the organic ones over the non-organic ones and looking at the carpets that we're buying or the furniture that we're buying and choosing to buy things that aren't heavily laden with chemicals. So that's really the purpose of this week's call, is to get you guys thinking, being aware of everything that you buy and bring into your house, and what is it bringing in with it. It's not just a great new outfit, but is it a great new outfit that could possibly have dyes and chemicals that could, you know, eventually absorb into your pores? We are a living, breathing machine, right? Our pores are open. Our pores are taking in things. Our lungs are open. Everything, you know, we have to be aware of everything. So this is what happens when I don't have somebody to bounce stuff off to. I just keep talking. I really want to express the appreciation for all of those that support the journey that I'm on and help volunteering for Immortal You Foundation. We've been building incredible gardens. We have a project that we're working on in the city adjacent to me, and a lot of other stuff going on. So if you want to get involved with volunteering, whether you're in the Los Angeles area or you're in another state, please get a hold of me. I can help with pointing in the right direction, or we can build something in your area. I can help you at any level. So I'm really trying to just get us to plant food and stop bringing chemicals into our house, stop using our dollar to allow these big corporations to ruin our planet and kill off the inhabitants. So I hope that you all got a little information and start thinking about that in a proactive way around your health. Young children, you know, if you have young children especially, I beg of you to please look at everything that's around your kid, what you're feeding them, everything from the diaper rash stuff to the talcum powder to the baby food. You know, be aware of all of that. There are options out there, and eventually those options will be more affordable for those who can't, you know, currently, if you're on a budget. Prices have started to come down on things as the mass population switches and we start tipping. Then the manufacturers start being able to buy in bulk and passing the savings on to us. So continue to be mindful when you're shopping, and know that, you know, there is information on the internet, and it's very, and in books. And so please read, do the research, educate yourself. Don't listen to me. Take the information that I'm giving you and go do the research for yourself, because that way you'll be more inclined and more likely to abide by your own guidelines of what you've set when you've created that yourself, rather than just listening to someone. And that's how I find that it's worked for me. So I hope that you all have a great weekend, and we touch base with you guys in 2 more weeks. And if you want to get a hold of me, it's www.immortalyoufoundation.org. You don't have to put the 3 W's. That only means World Wide Web, and we don't really need that anymore. That was back in the bulletin board days, in the infancy of the internet. So immortalyoufoundation.org and the Green Friends Makeover Team. So those are the 2 websites. And until then, I hope that you all have a fantastic weekend. And keep, if you're here on this West Coast, keep cool, because we're in a heat wave. All right. Love and respect.